Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's John Michaels. I am Rick Kamla, and it is a Dog Day Tuesday. And we have a damn good dog on the WaitForIt.com hotline. His name is DJ Shockley. Shock, take me through the range of emotions for you. Sony fumbles, taken to the house. A half hour later or so, Michelle takes it to the house for the game winner. Take me through the range of emotions you went through.
Fellas, the range of emotion is beyond real during that game. So I'm in Charlotte, and I'm doing an SEC goal line, and it's like a red zone show leading up to the ball game. I said, okay, I'm going to get my flight after the game. I don't want to miss anything. So I'm in a hotel room by myself watching the game, and throughout the ball game, my stomach's in knots. I'm literally standing up and walking around. I can't sit down to watch the game. And when the fumble happens, I'm distraught. But then I said, you know, we still got 5 minutes left. They had to intercept that run game. We got plenty of time. So my range of emotion was so up and down. It was crazy. Just the fact that from one half to another half, things changed. Things kept happening. And at the end of the game, when you find a way to win the ball game, I mean, I'm literally, my flight was at 10:30. I'm literally in the airport yelling. People are looking at me like crazy. But I didn't care. My dog was in the natty, so I was excited.
Put DJ on hold for just a second. We got a little cell phone issue there. It's a little mumbly.
You know, I liked what he just said right there. And I maybe I'm behind the times, John. Maybe I'm 48 and a little out of touch. Mm-hmm. But he said, you know, my dogs are in the natty. National championship game. Mm-hmm. I've never heard the national championship game be called the natty. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
So that's not new. Do we have DJ back?
We do. We got Shock back on the WaitForIt.com hotline. So in the natty are the Georgia Bulldogs, Shock. I got to ask you, I've known you for a long time. Any tears shed last night?
There was a few watery eyes for sure. I was yelling and people looking at me crazy. Well, I'm about to get on my flight, but I didn't care because my boys are in the natty. But I definitely had a couple feelings that I haven't felt in a long time since I played, watching my boys go to work and get a chance to play for it all.
I mean, I'm watching. They've got some replayed highlights right now, and they've got Fromm on the drive down 45-38, and he made so many throws. DJ, you have the it factor on TV. We see it all the time on ACC Network and the great stuff you do for us here on the game. You have the it factor as a player. Do you agree with me that Jake Fromm has the it factor times 1,000?
No doubt about it. I mean, you watch the game. I tell you guys, you talking about that last drive. I was watching that last drive again, and that big pass he throws to Dowell that gets him down to like the 5-yard line. He literally catches the snap, and you can literally see him spinning the football. He spins two or three times. He rotates the football, trying to find the seams. But he's cool. He has to climb up in the pocket. He climbs up in the pocket and delivers a strike. These are the type of stuff that you don't get to do until you're 2-3 years down the road and you're comfortable, not when you're in the Rose Bowl and everything's on the line. You talk about all the adjustments at the line of scrimmage, and he's one guy that I know. I actually had a chance to talk to him throughout the week and leading up to the game, talking to him the day of the game. He was cool as ever. And it seemed like just another game to him. He said, hey, Shock, I prepared. I watched more film on Oklahoma than anybody that we have watched or prepared for all season. I knew going into it he would be prepared. And just some of the adjustments that he made at the line of scrimmage don't surprise me at all, because he's a guy that pays attention to the details. He knows what numbers in the box mean. He knows what they're trying to do offensively when they go to 3-4 wide sets and they're trying to get the numbers in the box and run the football. And when you got 1 and 2-7 back there, all you need is to put them in the right spot, and they're going to pay it off with what you saw last night.
Shock, I'm glad you mentioned that. Sometimes the checks at the line for Jake Fromm aren't going from run to pass or from pass to run. It's just simply flipping the side of where you're running to. On one of the Sony Michel runs, Oklahoma had three down linemen, two linebackers who were stacked to the left side of the offense. Fromm walked up, literally touched everybody on the offensive line, repositioned Sony, and all of a sudden he makes a 50-yard play or 40-some-odd yard run for a touchdown. How do you get that as an 18-year-old?
Well, it's all about the preparation. And when you get into a ball game, stuff happens so fast. You don't have time to really react. You have to know exactly what you want to do. And in that particular instance, I know that's the play you're talking about, takes off. There are two linebackers. When you read the book, and one of the backers is to the other side of the field, you have numbers. You got the center, you got the guard, you got the tackle. That's three. They only have two guys over there. And the other linebacker was on the other side of the center. So that makes it easy for the center guard to get up on that other linebacker and Sony just hit the hole. So it's all about the numbers. It's all about the preparation you put in. When you see something from film to the game, you get so excited. I remember when we were playing the SEC Championship game and we had an audible, we had a check, and I saw exactly what it looked like on film. I saw exactly what it looked like in practice. And you see it happen in the game, you could almost – not snap the ball fast enough. And I know when he saw it, he kind of had the same feeling. It was great to see this young freshman go out and play and not be the reason why Georgia did not make it to the national championship, but be the reason why they did make it. So I was excited to see that and see him grow throughout this season.
We're chilling with our guy Shock, DJ Shockley, on the Midday Show with Rick and John. We're in the Kia Studios here and super psyched about the Georgia victory. So on New Year's Eve, John Michaels was rocking a jacket that had flamboyancy. When I watch you work in the sidelines with Dave Archer on the ACC Network, you have flamboyancy. And then you have Davin Bellamy last night comparing his flamboyancy to Baker Mayfield's and you know, Davin saying, humble yourself, and all that kind of stuff. DJ, in case you were wondering, flamboyancy is, in fact, a word. But give me your take on that whole exchange. And do you agree with Bellamy that Baker Mayfield does need to humble himself?
No doubt. I mean, you just look at what happens after he scores a touchdown. I mean, after the season he had, over 40-plus touchdowns, I know they feed off his energy, but when you're running up and down the sideline and you're flailing your arms, you look at that. The other side, is the team looks at that and you wonder, I really want to stick it to this guy. And when you act like that and the things don't go your way, it makes you want to point it out. And I thought Darren did a good job of saying exactly what he felt. And he got the better hand of it. And this was, I thought, a great defensive matchup, and I thought this was really three games in one, because you look at what happened offensively, you look at what happened defensively, going back and forth to tell it to have, and then special teams. How often does special teams really not get talked about? It? You got the squib, you got the block, the kick, you got Blankenship's 55-yard field. This was a total three-phase game. And defensively, I just love how they came out. The stuff they did defensively in the second half, a lot of stunts, a lot of more pressure, dropping the guys into different areas. And I thought Bellamy, as well as Lorenzo, sometimes was a spy, and it deterred Baker from running a lot of the times. It took his creativity away, especially a lot in that second half. So this was a ball game that it had a lot of ebbs and flows, but I thought Davin at the end of the ball game really showed why you have to keep your poise. So at the end of the day, it could catch up with you.
DJ Shockley, our guy, our guest on the WadeFord.com hotline right now on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Shock, I thought Lincoln Riley coached really tight the last 4 minutes of the game and in overtime. Kind of took away what he was doing. Were you shocked to see them go into a shell?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially after Georgia kicks the field goal in overtime and Oklahoma was looking at a 3rd-and-2. And they run a few games, they creep it. They run East and West defense that figured you out. I thought they should have gave Baker a chance to have a run. Keep the ball in his hands. You take it out of his hands, it makes it easier for Georgia defense. I thought he really was really safe late in that ball game when they probably could have put the game away. Or even you think about that last drive where they get the ball back for about 3 minutes and they could get a first down. It's another 3rd-and-short. And they take it out of Baker's hands, and you don't get to convert the first down. Late in the ballgame, I really thought he was safe, and it worked out for Georgia. I'm glad he was safe. But in that position, I thought you put the ball in his hands, win the ball game and give him a chance, not go east and west versus defense that's looking tough and looking for some time.
Hey, Shock, really appreciate your time, man. We're going to reach out to you maybe later on in the week and or maybe even Monday, get your vibes heading into the Natty, as you called it, the national championship game. Congrats from all of us, man. You know, we know that you're living and dying with every play, and DJ, we're happy for you in Dog Nation right now.
Hey, Rick, I appreciate it, man. I hope we get some more flamboyancy on Monday night. Ball out for my dogs.
Hey, do us a favor. Get our boy Marco in some tickets. I know you got some pull around there, Shock.
You both got pull, too, man. I don't believe him.
Not like you do.
My pull is saying, you know, I know DJ Shockley. You know that, right?
All right, fellas. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.